Hello, hello.
Radio.
We have. Do we have Rusty Jackson on the line? Hello, do we have Mr. Jackson on the line? You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickberry, and tonight on the line, we have Mr. Rusty Jackson. Are you on the line today, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here too. Oh my gosh, it's been a push. It's been
How
a push for real.
I hear you.
I'm doing great trying to get situated here. Oh my goodness, this Atlanta traffic is horrible. Horrible, but I'm here.
I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it.
Yes, safe and sound. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on. We got one of your songs to play at the end. It's called Nobody. I've been listening to it today. Very, very nice song, and I cannot wait to share it with our listening audience. So if you don't mind, just share a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
I'm Rusty Jackson. I'm from Washington, D.C., Maryland, DMV, what we call it, area. And so have a music ministry that God has blessed me with. That it's been quite a few years now since I put out a project. Some of your listeners might remember a song called I Command My Soul to Bless the Lord. And a lot of churches and praise teams around the country have sung it during their services, and it's ministered to God's people. And so I've taken some time off, and now I'm finally coming back with some new music. And so I'm just excited. This project that I'm getting ready to release, it has so many different styles and so we do stuff from 70s all the way to some straightforward jazz, to some rock, hip hop, a little bit, even and then we take it to church. And of course, worship, praise and worship, because actually worship is where my heart really is. And so we try to give people an experience. And so I'm just excited because it's been quite a few years, and so I'm looking forward to this project being released. And like you said, the song Nobody, that's at radio now, is starting to really bless God's people. And so I'm just excited.
Wow. So tell us, when you're writing your music, where do you draw from? How do you get your inspiration? Well, what inspires you?
I think for me, I'm most inspired just from God's voice, really, and then through personal experience, of course. But really, especially as I've gotten older, being able to find the time and taking the time that I do have to sit and allow God just to speak to me. And so oftentimes I ride in the car and I won't have any music playing. I'll be riding in silence and just kind of meditating on God's word and the goodness of God and just allowing God to speak to me. And sometimes he'll drop little melodies in my spirit and even other times he may drop words and ways for me to just express what he's trying to say. A lot of my music is as far as from the perspective that it exalts God, it exalts Christ. And I know in today's time we have a lot of music that can edify ourselves or self-edifying, that speaks to what we may be going through. And that's good. That's great. But I really believe that God's calling us back to music that also worship and praises him and exalts him. Because he said, if I be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. And so I think that that's what God has called me and our ministry to do, to really refocus our attention on Christ and that which he's done for us.
Wow, that's really beautiful. You were speaking. I also thought about the hymns, how powerful they are. And we don't sing those anymore. As they would call them, micro spirituals. We don't sing those hymns no more, but I love a good hymn. I find myself in my house worshiping by myself when I sing a hymn. I mean, I can go on a hymn. Because you get to thinking about, you know, it's that music from way back when.
Yeah. You're right. I think that when it comes to hymns, that I would say that it's vital to me as far as for worship, because the Bible speaks of just not praise but worship, and then even spiritual songs and hymns, and how all of these are for the edifying of the body. And it's kind of funny because I was just down in Aiken, South Carolina this past weekend. For their Shout Fest there, for WAW's Shout Fest. And while I was doing it, we went into worship, and I sung a hymn. And the musician actually, he was actually struggling. He was a younger guy and was struggling with a hymn. I sung, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. And I thought sure he had to know it. And then I went from there into Great Is Thy Faithfulness. He was fine when I was doing the contemporary, because I started with, I love you, Jesus, I worship and adore you. So we did that. Just want to tell you I love you more than anything. And then I went into the hymns. And when I went into the hymns, I realized the importance, even as younger musicians, and how our duty as, I guess, more seasoned in the ministry, to make sure that the younger musicians are familiar with the hymn. Because sometimes with the new music that's coming out, even with like a nobody that's kind of more contemporary, sometimes we can forget about the old hymn that it was taken from, which is Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus.
Ooh, you gonna start something.
Yeah, right. So it's coming from a place of tradition that honored and glory God. And so even with the song Nobody, we put a little twist on it, but we can never forget the foundation for which it has come from. And so I think it's vital that the hymns, the spiritual songs, even the spirituals, that even go way back to a time of I guess great faith that we needed in the struggle. And so I think that you're right on, and that hymns are vital, not just to praise but also to worship.
Absolutely. And so in reading your bio, I've noticed that you've worked with some wonderful Christian musicians, Mary, Yolanda Adams, Vicki Winings, DJ Haddon. So tell me about that. And also, I see you worked with Bobby Jones Gospel. So how was that?
It's been a blessing. I think that for me, all of the people that you name have inspired me in one way or the other. But I think more importantly, what I take away from it is me being able to embrace the sound that God gave me. I think that oftentimes we can look at those that we admire and look up to, and those who are colleagues and people who are friends and almost like family sometimes, and we can compare ourselves sometimes we can try to be like them or try to sound like them and pattern ourselves. But I think that in this season, what God is calling is for us to embrace our sound, embrace your own sound, embrace the sound that God is giving you. And so I know for me, my voice is quite unique, as your listeners are here. And so there was a time when I would listen to others and be intimidated because I would hear them. They would be doing all these runs, and they had just the smoothest voice and just sounded so awesome and wonderful. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. You know, oh, God, why didn't you give me the voice that sounded like Marvin Winans? You know, it sounded like Dedrick Haddon. And God had to really deal with me to get me to understand that he gave me a specific sound and that he wanted me not just to release the sound, but in order for him to do what he needed me to do, that he needed me to embrace the sound that he has given me, not to embrace someone else's sound and not to try to sound like this person or that person, but to be comfortable and confident in that which he's given me. And so being around all these people has really inspired me, but at the same time it's helped me to grow, to realize that God has a special and a unique anointing, not just upon them, but upon my life as well.
That's amazing, because we often see someone that may be involved in the same thing that we're involved in, and it seems as if they are moving at a faster speed, so to speak,
right.
And
yeah.
Seem to be just like, as you want to say, got it going on. And we question God about, well, why you didn't do this and why didn't you do that? But in knowing that God gives us what he wants us to have.
Exactly.
And that's what's so important. And we don't recognize that until, like, he had to let you know, you got what I wanted you to have. And what you have is just what you need to get to where you need to go. And that's what's so wonderful about having that personal and that special relationship with God, that one-on-one relationship with God, and knowing that what he gave to you, he gave to you. As they say, there's, you know, and what he gives to others, that's what he gives to others. And knowing that that's your purpose, whatever he's given to you, that's your purpose. And then for you to cultivate it and make it work for you. So absolutely, absolutely. And I can't wait for our listening audience to listen to this beautiful song. So, Mr. Jackson, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, whatever you've got going on in your community at this time, whatever you would like to share, you can share it at this time.
Awesome, awesome. Well, the listening audience can definitely connect with me at Russ Jackson 4. That's R-U-S Jackson, the number 4. And that's on Instagram as well as Twitter. And then you'll find a lot of my information as well on Facebook, on my Facebook page, which is Reston. My name is Reston, R-E-S-T-I-N-E, last name Jackson. And so you can find me there on Facebook. I'm also on Tumblr under Reston, R-E-S-T-I-N-E, last name Jackson on Tumblr. Then look me up on Periscope. So same as well, Reston, R-E-S-T-I-N-E, Jackson. And then I'm traveling, so we're really on the road, really just blessing the people with the sound that God has given me. And so I'm going to be actually just came from Aiken, South Carolina this past weekend. And then not this weekend, but the following weekend, I believe it's the date is October 7th, I'll be in Atlanta. I'll be taping Atlanta Live again, and I'll also be doing the Babby Mason show as well. And then the following day, I'll be in Memphis on the 8th of October. On Friday, I'll be in Memphis for TBN. So I'll be there.
That's my hometown.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Memphis,
yeah.
That's my hometown.
That's what's up. And so yeah, I'll be in Memphis for pretty much the weekend. I'll be ministering on Sunday, staying over on Sunday, and then I'll be in New York as well, October 18th. I'll be up with Liz Black up in NYC for an event that she has in New York City, and then I'll be back down November. I'll actually be in Detroit. So November, I'll be in Detroit the 12th November. Then heading back to Nashville, and so we're all over the place, just trying to spread the word and spread the message that God has given me, which is a simple message that most people know that, you know, nobody can do you like Jesus. You can look all over, you can search all over, you can try a lot of things, but when you've done all that you can and you searched everywhere, what you'll find out is that it's nobody that really understands and can do the things that God can do. And so I'm just grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for you, and just want to thank you for all that you've done and for your support and for your love.
No, thank you. And I've heard you call up all the places that you're going to be, but did you say you was going to be in Atlanta or not?
Yes, I'm going to be in Atlanta. That's in 2 weeks on October the, what's that, Thursday and Friday. So October the 7th, I'm actually going to be taping at WATC there in Atlanta. So I'll be doing the Babby Mason show, and then I'll be doing that evening, I'll be doing Atlanta Live. So I'll do Atlanta Live and have come back. Yeah, so I did Atlanta Live probably like back in June, I want to say, June or July. And so they're having me come back kind of for encore performance. And so it's just been a blessing the way the doors of God is opening. And so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to have to find out, get you a date for Atlanta Live. Maybe I can swing by there and connect with you. That would be great to hear you live.
That would be awesome.
I'm
excited. So I can get you the information and the time and date. That would be perfect.
That would be perfect. Thank you so very much. And Mr. Jackson, we definitely appreciate you and everything that you're doing for the kingdom. And we applaud you and wish you much success, which we know is going to happen anyway. But thank you again for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And hopefully, I definitely hope to see you in a couple of weeks down there in Atlanta.
That'd be great. And we're going to play your song just as we begin to close. But thank you again for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. And I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and leaving you with this coming from Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And that's Romans 8:28, King James Version of the Bible. And leaving you with this, Nobody by Restine Jackson. And here we go.
I bless your holy name. You are the only one who can take away my pain. No, that is you. No one can do me like you do. I know you come through.